Brad, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, you said that with some determination.
I'm ready.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Same season, same Jones! And welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city.
What could possibly go wrong? Oh my goodness. What an absolute crazy summer we have just had.
What a crazy 2 week summer we have just had.
I mean, I think the first thing we should do is apologize to all of our listeners because absolutely right, we did take a little summer break and that extended into like 2 month break.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. My ex-boyfriend and I, we've been on a break for about 6 years and you never know, it may come back together.
Here's hoping. Still waiting.
That's what my therapist says anyway. But my mommy. Well, your mommy is a twat. Oh my goodness.
Are you looking forward to the new Matilda movie coming out?
Yes. Oh my goodness. I'm so looking forward to it. It's being filmed right now. Literally right now.
Yeah, it's all happening, isn't it? I can't wait. Childhood memories much.
I know. Although I'm sometimes a little bit like, ugh, the original is still so good. Like, leave it alone. Leave Matilda alone.
And also that line, which you can totally relate to, where she goes, "Are you a pig, Amanda?"
Okay, that is really offensive.
Dirty slut pig.
I thought we were gonna, what you were actually going to say is that line, "Much too good for children."
That's you when you're picking up your twinks.
Whoa, let's not skip ahead of the script. Whoa, 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 no spoilers. Spoiler.
Oh my goodness. Yes, podcasters, once again, so sorry. Basically, in a nutshell, I was going on holiday, so we took a 2 week break. I come back. Benji has COVID and is very ill. And
so ill.
Yeah, that was bad times. And then you went through a little breakup with someone that you were seeing.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, we'll come back to that another time.
Oh, great.
And then you went away on holiday and then it was Pride and it was just mental. And then I went away on holiday and we were starting to re-record again and I broke my ankle whilst on holiday. Had to go A&E.
Breaks all over the place. Broken hearts, broken ankles, break from the podcast.
It's just been wild. I think this has definitely been the most craziest summer I've ever had in my whole life. 100%.
And just a quick disclaimer, when you say Benji was off on holiday, Benji was working. Not one of these is a holiday. Whereas then Brad was like, well, now I can't make work because I'm now going on holiday. And I was like, mate, I am not on holiday. I am working my ass off in 50 degree heat. Rude.
You have worked really hard. And I did go on 2 holidays.
Yeah, and ruined one of them, but we'll come back to that.
But anyway, we were going to talk about maybe Brighton Pride.
Oh gosh, okay, let's start off with the light topic.
I mean, if you've ever been to Brighton Pride, I've never been before. It's my first time this year. It was amazing.
It was a lot.
It was full
on.
It
was like sensory overload.
Yeah.
But I will say, I actually think it's the best Pride that I've been to.
I definitely agree with you because we had London Pride as well. And I do really enjoy London Pride and watched the parade this year. And it was, you know, very moving and really powerful. But Brighton Pride is just a whole different level.
Yeah, I mean, we missed the parade. Let's just get that out there right now. So we can't compare the parades because we did not make
that is true. The parade. We were too busy drinking and having a gay old time.
Yeah, and too busy trying to get Brad to change his outfit.
Oh, I hated my outfit on the first day.
We all did. We all hated it. You look like some sort of, I don't know, Space Invader reject.
I look like a sack of potatoes in a dungaree. Yeah, that's what I look like.
The best bit about it was like literally 2 weeks ago when I sent you a picture that we took and I was like, mate, look at your outfit. I was like, it's almost as if you've paired your glasses with your dungarees and you're literally like, no, I consciously made that decision.
I did.
to pair these horrific glasses with your mesh vest and dungarees. Oh gosh.
Yeah, not my best outfit, not gonna lie. It was a bit of thrown together one. I wasn't quite sure what I was going with that year, and I was like, I'll just kind of like merge some stuff together. It didn't quite work out how I thought it was going to. But anyway, lesson learned for next year.
Yeah, we were like, you can't sit with us. He's not with us. We don't know who he is with, but it's not with us.
And everyone else in our friendship group looked so good. They'd really gone like, you know, everyone looked nice. And then I looked like an absolute loser.
I shouldn't be laughing, but it was really sweet. When we got to the flat and got changed, and I could just see like looking everyone up and down being like, oh, you look really nice. And then looking at yourself in the mirror like, oh, what have you done, Brad? I was very pleased with my outfits. I feel like I chose them well.
Yeah, your outfits were really good and definitely showed me up 100%.
Well, it's not too difficult, to be honest.
Excuse me?
Yes.
But Brighton Pride, if you've not been, it lasts a whole weekend, doesn't it? It's 2 days. Yeah. And it is like full on. Great headliners.
I think it's actually 3 days. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I think there was actually the Friday as well, but we did not make the Friday.
Oh, we did not make the Friday. No.
No. Well, I think it's more like the introduction to Pride. So I feel like there's like market stalls, there's like people having like street parties, and then it's like the warm up to the Saturday and Sunday. They're the main two events.
Right. That one. Yeah. I mean, they go full out in Brighton. I was really impressed. So yeah. Definitely going again next year.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm giggling already about our train journey down.
Oh yeah, we tried to sit, didn't we, all together and like around the tables, and there was a really rude guy that was sat on the table opposite on the phone. And basically he was sat on the aisle and the seat by the window was free. So I said, oh, excuse me, kind sir, would you maybe mind moving up so sit by the window so then I can sit on the aisle with all my friends at the table opposite? And he went, no. He was so rude.
Oh my gosh. That's giving me a headache. It was so funny. Honestly, Brad was so polite. Like, excuse me, do you mind if I sit? And then he like moved his legs so you could sit in the other side. Do you remember?
That was it. Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, do you mind shuffling along so I can sit with my friends? She was just like, no. And you're like, oh, okay. So then you just like sat on the table just to be really in his way.
Yeah. I mean, he had zero fucks given, right? And I was like, but that's going to be so awkward because I'm going to be like leaning across you to talk to my friends. Yeah. He went to have none of it, was he? And he wasn't dressed for Pride either. So he wasn't going to Brighton Pride.
No, I don't think he was going to Brighton Pride. I feel like he was the only one on that train not going to Brighton Pride.
Yeah. The train journey down was absolutely wild, wasn't it? Everyone was, music was going, drinks were going. Everyone was in an amazing spirits, weren't they? It was such a great atmosphere. Yeah,
super fun.
But absolute highlight, we got to see one of my favorite singers ever, Christina Aguilera.
Oh my gosh. Right. So Brad had been obsessed with this. We went for like a dinner at his house the night before, like a warm up, just to sort of see all the boys. Like,
we, yeah, just, we did.
And the playlist was just Christina on repeat. And then Brad had this great idea. Why don't we all learn the dance? The Here's for Vanity that Christina put on her Instagram on the plane over.
Yeah.
So on the train, Brad recreated it with some absolute random strangers. Hi, everyone. Yeah, we're just going to go from the top. So it's V is for, okay, nice pointy arms, please. Vanity. Oh, it was a mess.
Yeah, it didn't quite get the same effect that I was hoping. I was going to be like TikTok sensation and recreate the Christina video. But yeah, that didn't go down well.
It didn't quite get like the 10 no. million views that her video got.
No, I tried.
You did try.
But also, can we not forget my amazing impression of Christina all weekend?
Are you really going to do it?
I'm going to do it. Hit the music.
Oh my gosh. He did this every like 5 minutes. If you're like, wait, where's Brad in the park? You just hear him be like, hey! It was like having a whistle.
I see you've taken it up the key. Check you out, high vocals.
Sorry about it. But if you're going to do it right. Do you know what I mean?
But oh my God, I actually lost my voice.
Thank the Lord.
That was, we couldn't do podcasts that week either. I had no voice.
Bloody hell.
But lest we not forget. Is that how you say it? Lest we not, least we not?
Half the things you say are incorrect, so don't bother trying to correct yourself now.
All right, I'm going to go with lest we not forget the moment that one of our friends...
Right. Are we going into that right away? Yeah. Blimey, we're really getting straight to the juicy details, aren't we? Okay, I will tell the story.
Okay.
There we were at the opening to Christina. She'd been announced. We just listened to a really, really heartwarming speech on the stage. Everyone was ready. Everyone was eager. Everyone was raring for Christina. The music goes, dum, dum. The lights go down. There was smoke. There was all sorts. And then you hear, and all of a sudden, I get this warm feeling down the back of my legs. And I turned around and somebody who we will call Pampers was stood there looking very sheepish. And I just looked him in the eye and I pointed within like an inch of his nose. And I went, did you just piss in a cup? And he looked at me and he was like, did you just piss in a cup? He was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, you have just got piss all down the back of my legs and in my shoes. They were squelching whilst Christina's in the background. I was like, you have ruined this moment for me.
You were fuming and, you know, kind of rightly so.
Yeah, I was absolutely raging. Bearing in mind, we've been drinking all day. So I was very much like, you know, you're in that mood where you can go literally one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was just about to get on this Christina wave and you have just thrown a wave of piss down the back of my leg.
I would just like to point out to our listeners that it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
No, okay, full disclaimer, it was not Brad. But that was, yeah, that was a moment. And then bless, everyone else was just like desperately trying to make it better.
Yeah.
Christina was great though.
She was amazing.
She was amazing.
But... so basically what happened was, obviously we were all quite drunk and he was quite drunk.
You were, well, coming back to that.
I was on another level, living my best life. But basically what had happened was we had, we kind of lost you, didn't we? And then we managed to like re-find you, Christina, and we kind of wormed our way over to you. But because where we were like quite near the front, weren't we?
Yeah. I don't actually know how we got that close, but anyway.
I don't either, but there were thousands of people behind us and obviously all the toilets at the back. My friend was desperate for a wee and was like, if I go, I'm not going to get back here and I'm going to like lose this place. So he had this idea of like, I'm going to try and like wee in like this empty cup. And obviously whilst he was drunk and like swaying, weed on you as well. But
no, I don't. It wasn't just that. I think he'd like fully pissed. He'd fully filled his cup up.
Yeah.
Quite successfully. And then I think he thought, oh shit, I better just like throw it so people don't know. Like, you know, so it's not just like sat on the floor or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think because he was so drunk, he just kind of literally threw it all down the back of my legs.
Well, Benji, don't worry. I still think you're the pee's knees.
Pissy knees.
That'll teach you for taking the piss.
Okay, let them all out.
I was going to say, if you're here for pee jokes, you're in luck.
Okay, podcasters. Many of you have messaging like, oh, when are you going to lose your touch? When's it going to go downhill? It's now. It's literally just happened. We have got halfway through season 4 and we're talking about piss. So after Christina, obviously, everyone goes out into the street parties. I was soaked, to put it bluntly. I won't go into why. You know why. I was absolutely drenched. And so we were like, oh, let's go back to the flat, get changed and see how we feel. Let's go back to the flat, get more drinks. You were just a different person. You were an absolute mess. You were, I can't even think of an analogy to try and explain to people what you were like. You were like a chicken in a field of crocodiles. You were just like all over the place, flapping with different social groups. You were a lot.
Yeah, I am not gonna lie, I have partied quite hard this summer.
Yeah, and we'll let people read between the lines with that one. You partied too hard to the point where we nearly had to have a little chat.
It's fine, it's all good. That was just like the end of the summer for me, the Brighton Pride.
So anyway, we went back to the flat. Everyone was drinking. I was kind of like, do you know what? I still want to enjoy my Sunday, so I'm going to stay in, be the boring one, and go to bed early, because I knew the rest of you are on a completely different wave to me. So we had some more drinks, and we all went out, and I think I was asleep by like 2 a.m.
Oh.
You guys did not get back till like 6.
Yeah, yeah.
There I was, waking up from my beautiful night slumber. I hadn't really been disturbed. I was sharing a bed with our friend, Joe, which is great. Very good to share a bed with. But I woke up and he was like, literally like, I was going to say on top of me, but that gives the wrong vibe. But he was literally like right snuggled right into the back of me. And this was like a big double bed. I couldn't understand why. Anyway, go out of bed.
Wait, so hang on. Was he Big Spoon or Little Spoon?
He was Big Spoon.
Oh, that's cute for you. You never play Little Spoon.
Okay, I don't remember giving him like the go ahead to do that. I was asleep. And I mean, there's some sort of law about doing stuff to other people whilst they're sleeping, but I'm willing not to press charges because since you were all absolutely hammered. But anyway, woke up and I was like, oh, I'm going to go make a cup of coffee. Went to the kitchen, no coffee. Went back, I was like, I'm going to get changed. I was like, Joe, move over. I was like, have the whole bed. I'm getting up now anyway. He was like, why is the bed wet? I was like, what do you mean, why is it wet? He's like, well, the duvet's damp. And I was like, well, that is absolutely nothing to do with me because I brought my own blanket, which I was absolutely cocooned in, so you couldn't touch me. So that's all on you. And he was like, no, 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 that's not me. And I was like, well, maybe you're just like sweating because you're really drunk. Cut to, we find Pampers passed out down the side of the bed on the floor, absolutely drenched.
And I think it was butt naked as well, right? Just lying there like a golem, like in
I love this. Piss.
You know that bit in Lord of the Rings where he's like, yeah. Oh, like. Yeah.
So he wasn't actually naked at this point, but you could tell his clothes were soaked. And he clearly, after what had happened in the park of him pissing in a cup, he then ended up wetting himself somehow. And his vest was absolutely drenched, to which we woke him up and were like, mate, are you all right? Get up and get into bed. He stood up and yeah, he just completely stripped.
Yeah, and he'd wet himself again, didn't he?
Okay, yeah, we really have to keep his name secret. We can't say who this was. We were absolutely rinsing him like he had to do his underwear.
Messy.
Really messy. But then I felt great. I definitely did Bride and Pride correctly because then I was out. I was down Morrison's like 10 a.m. Had a lovely little chat with the security lady who was on literally working at 10 a.m. at the corner shop, I assume because Bride and Pride is mayhem, so they had security everywhere. Had a lovely chat, bought myself some fruit, came back to the flat and had a lovely little sunbathe on the balcony with my fresh fruit and my coffee whilst all of you were absolutely hanging out your asses, still passed out in bed.
True, but we did get up and we went in for day two and we did it all again, didn't we?
Okay, should we tell the story of how I managed to get you up?
Again.
Okay, not in that way. Anyone can get you up, mate. You're desperate for it. But anyway, yeah, knocking on the door, nothing. I was playing Pink really loudly on repeat, nothing. So only thing that got you up was ringing your phone because I know you have that old man ringtone, which is literally just there. Bring, bring.
I do.
Ring, ring. And then you're like, hello. I was like, mate, get up. It's nearly midday. I've cooked you. I cooked you all breakfast as well.
You did.
I've cooked breakfast. Get up. You're like, just 5 more minutes. I was like, no, get out of bed now. Wrenched you from your slumber.
But then when I did emerge, you all got awoken with a lovely,
oh. Okay, it wasn't lovely then. It's not lovely now. It never will be lovely. Please, could you stop? For anyone that's driving listening to this, because we know a lot of people listen to it on a commute, please watch the road and maybe just turn this down ever so slightly because I cannot guarantee, but I'm pretty sure there will be more of those along this episode.
Oh my goodness. But second day at Brighton, you had a great old time, didn't you?
And a lovely time. I love Paloma Faith.
We saw Paloma Faith. And at the end of Paloma Faith, I was like, who was this random boy that's with us? And you had pulled yourself a lovely little twink fresh off the block.
Okay. Yes. Well, I don't know. Out of all these stories where I was like the sensible one of the weekend, why am I the one having the finger pointed at me?
Yeah, suddenly this random guy appeared, very lovely. And he ends up staying with us for the rest of the night and come clubbing with us. And I was absolutely astounded that he was even allowed out late at night. Because I was like, oh, hello, how old are you?
Okay, okay.
18, fresh out of school. barely legal.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know you like young twinks, but come on.
Listen, right, I'm going to just say my two pieces on this, all right? I'd had a really rough couple of weeks. I'm not going to go as far as to call it a breakup, but some things had gone wrong with something that was happening. And I was Brighton. I would like to point out, before I got pissed on and then the bed wet next to me, Brighton was supposed to be, oh, Benji, I'm so sorry you've had a rough time. Come to Brighton. We're going to have a lovely time with the boys. Take your mind off things.
Yeah, it definitely was that. I do remember that.
Well, I remember you promising that. I don't remember you following through with that. But anyway, that's what was on the cards. The train was great. Christina was great. Paloma was great. And yeah, then this guy was just, I don't know how it happened. He was just with us. And then I was like, oh, nice to meet you. We're going clubbing. And then he was just like, oh yeah, great. Sounds fun. I was like, oh, are you coming with us? He's like, yeah, is that right? I was like, are you coming with me or one of the other lads in my group? He was like, yeah, no, I'll come with you. Is that right? I was like, oh my. And then as I was walking away, trying to play it cool, straight away, Brad's right in there. So how old are you? Can I see a form of identification, please?
Well, I didn't realize I was going to take a kid out to Brighton Pride with me.
Okay, he wasn't a kid. Let's not start throwing words around.
Where you're also like, is your mummy and daddy here? And he was like, no. Like, oh, perfect. Come with me, little boy.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, yeah, your daddy's right here.
Ew.
Ew. Yeah, but actually, genuinely, I mean, I really hope he's not listening to this. He's so nice and he was really fun. We had a great play date, all right? And then we kind of went out clubbing in Brighton and then went back to the flat.
Well, some of us went back to the flat, but I don't recall you coming back with us. Where did you go, Benji?
On with the podcast! Right, so enough about Brighton Pride. We've discussed a little bit about your various holidays whilst I was slaving away, working my ass off. So come on, tell us about one of them.
Well, I actually went to the Lake District. Have you ever been to Lake District before?
I've driven through it and I stayed once in a yurt.
Oh, we had this conversation before, didn't we? Because remember, I went to the lakes months ago for a weekend and loved it. That's why I went back for summer. Mm. And that's where I had a Michelin star dinner.
Oh.
With the carrot.
Not the carrot. Oh my goodness. I think that's the hardest I've laughed on any of the episodes. We had to stop recording because of that. Like, I actually felt like I was going to be sick. No, but we drove through the Lake District. We stayed in a year. And then when I woke up the next morning, it turns out that my two mates that I went with were having sex in the bed next to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot happens when you're asleep.
Yeah, and I can't decide if it's because it's then finally more fun when I'm asleep or because they just don't want me to be involved.
I think the last one.
But it was a hetero couple, so do you know what? I'm so glad my eyes were closed.
But yeah, so I did go to the lakes and I had like a week holiday. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to relax. I'm going to chill. It's been a crazy summer. This is my like detox week. And 2 days in, ended up at A&E.
Right. You need to tell everyone what's happened. For anyone that doesn't listen to our Instagram or watch our stories, tell us what happened.
Okay. Do you want the real story or the adventurous story?
Well, I want both, but we'll go for the adventurous story first because I feel like that's going to be more enjoyable.
Okay. So there I was in the Lake District. The rain was peltering down, but I had to gallivant across the mountains and straight down to the lake because someone was in trouble. And there I burst into the lake and a crocodile came out of nowhere and started attacking me and cut to A&E with my broken leg.
Okay, I have so many questions about this story.
You just put me on the spot. I just, you know, made it up.
Okay, other than the Pirates and the Caribbean theme tune, and other than the fact that I don't think that there are crocodiles in the Lake District, I haven't even seen you run for a bus. So I don't think any part of that is true. And I want the real story.
Okay, the real story was I was playing badminton, slipped on the grass, and tore the ligaments in my ankle. Playing badminton. That is the most flimsiest sport ever. Like the little shuttlecocks, the little rackets, really dainty. And I'm in crutches for 6 weeks because of that.
So funny. When you told me, I was like, please, when you come back to London, just tell people you were playing rugby. please.
Well, I've been starting to say sports. Like people say, oh, what did you do to your ankle? I've been playing sports and not specifying which sports. And then they can hopefully think it was like rugby or something really like aggressive and obviously not badminton.
Like hopscotch. Tic-tac-toe. Uno. Oh my gosh. How is your ankle now?
Well, it's actually loads better. I'm still on my crutches because thank you to you, by the way. You sent me a lovely care package. That was very sweet of you.
Okay, don't tell people that I'm nice to you.
No, you do have a heart.
It's somewhere in there. It's shattered into a thousand pieces right now, but yeah, it's there.
And thank you to everyone as well for sending lovely messages and checking in. Very, very appreciate that. But yeah, you did drag me out to Bongo's Bingo the other day and I went on my crutches.
You did. I put a video off of you. Did you see the reel?
Yeah, I did.
To be fair, to you listening at home, Brad, he's almost just as fun on crutches as off crutches. Now make of that what you will.
Life and soul of the party, me.
Yeah, really didn't let it hold you back.
No, I mean, Bewitched came on, didn't they? And the Irish dancing was happening.
The one-legged Irish dancing. Does hopping, basically.
Hopping up and down. I got involved.
Yeah, with this gammy leg flailing around.
Although, think about that. That could have gone horribly wrong. If I had slipped, oh my God, I would be back in A&E.
Not this.
And all from chasing after some cocks in the Lake District.
I'm trying to hit some cocks, yeah. Also, I feel like you've missed out the story that the people that you went on holiday with, they just like done a beautiful meal that you were all just about to sit down to and you completely destroyed the entire thing.
Yeah, I was on holiday with a load of friends. They'd cooked this amazing meal. I was having a badminton like fun tournament in the garden and they were like, I fell over and heard this massive pop. I don't know if anyone's tore their ligament, but yeah, it's like this weird popping noise. And yeah, obviously like fell to the ground. I was like, oh, give me a minute. I've just twisted my ankle. I'll be fine. Like, give me a second.
Crying his eyes out.
I actually wasn't. Do you know what? On reflection, probably should have had a tear or two, but I'm very brave.
Probably in shock.
Yeah, I think it was that actually.
Or the Botox.
Touché.
Or both, because you've had the Botox. You constantly look shocked.
You're such a little bitch to me. I thought you were being nice earlier.
I've sent you a gift. That's all you're going to get for the next 12 months.
But yeah, as I had done that, I was on the floor and someone came out and was like, dinner is served. And I was like, oh my goodness, how embarrassing in front of all these people.
What are you doing down there?
Yeah, basically, I was like, give me a second, just go in. And I went to sort of stand up. I couldn't put any weight on my leg. And I was like, oh, do you know what? I actually think I've done something a bit bad to it. So I hopped over to the kind of like the seat. And then I pulled down my sock. And I'm not joking. It was like the size of a tennis ball, my ankle.
How do you know what a tennis ball looks like?
I've played tennis before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a bit more sportier than what you think I am.
Okay.
Next question. Yeah, and then everyone obviously what was fascinating, like, oh my goodness, that looks like it's broken, that looks like you've got a fracture, whatever. And then I was like, oh my God, what does that all mean? Because I've never broken any on my body before. Then obviously got rushed to A&E. They said I've torn the ligaments and crutches for 6 weeks. So we were about to start recording, weren't we? And I was like, Benji, gonna have to delay the recording
again.
Yeah,
I was like, why, what holiday have you booked this time?
Yeah, I had to like sit with my like foot elevated for a few weeks and stuff. It was bad.
You with your legs in the air for a few weeks.
Not again.
That's what you're doing in Sitges from what I heard.
Shh, don't tell all my stories. But yeah, so I'm on crutches for a few more weeks.
That's such a blunt end to the story.
Yeah.
So I'm on crutches for a few weeks. Gosh, I bet the people you were with were hopping mad.
Walks over in their dinner.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're feeling better, just make sure you put your best foot forward.
Oh, here we go. Well done, Benji. That was really good. Do you know what? If I could stand, I would give you a standing ovation.
Oh, please. I'll do the daddy jokes, thank you.
Yeah, you will.
Anyway, Anyway, when I said about sharing holiday stories, I thought that you were going to tell the one about you in Rome.
Oh my God. Well, I don't think we've got time for that one this week. So maybe we'll save that for next week, if you're lucky.
Oh my goodness. Podcasters, you're in for a treat. And if you don't pity Brad's life already, you will after this story, I assure you. However, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. As always, if you don't already, please head over to our Instagram channel. It's at Big Gay Podcast. And please head to our website, www.mybiggaypodcast.com, and sign up to our party list.
As always, we love to hear from you. So if you've got any fun summer adventures and stories that you'd like to share with us on the podcast, then please do get in touch. We would love to read them out and see what you've been up to as well.
Yes, we would. But like I said, that's all we've got time for this week's episode. Until next time, we promise.
See you next Wednesday.
I'm exhausted. I think we should take another 2 weeks break.
Not another holiday.
Not another one.
So are you still messaging that guy you met at Brighton?
Oh my goodness, get out of my private life. Yes, I'm seeing him at the weekend.
Are you?
Yeah, I actually am.
Wow. Do you know what? You like your boys how you like your wine.
Oh God.
18 years old and locked up in the basement.
Don't be so stupid. I don't have a basement.
My Big Gay Podcast would love to thank this month's subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate. We're trying to thank our following, not send them running.